It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Green Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show right here on 106.7 WMVI. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Doug Nosick. This will be our final Coaches Show of this season as we concluded our play last week in sectional action. And, Coach, I really appreciate you being here and doing this. I have to say, for me, and I'm sure for you, this is going to be a very, very difficult show to do because of what these six seniors have meant for, you know, I've been broadcasting some of them for 4 years, others for three, others for two. You've been here for one, but they're an exceptional group.
Well, they have been, Alan, and it's just, you know, it's disappointing because, you know, as a coach, you feel like there's more that you could do. I really felt like this team was capable winning this sectional and certainly winning games. We had a tough draw, and Boonville's good, and they're all good in this. But, we just couldn't seem get over the hump and beat the good teams. I mean, we played with them, as we've talked about before, and we were in a situation again late in the game that – chances to, I won't say necessarily win the game, but certainly, you know, if you get a lead there late, you can do more stuff. And we missed some opportunities at the rim, at the foul line. And, you know, we just, and that was kind of what we had a lot during the season, you know, against, you know, like Memorial, Modern Day, Washington. There were crucial times in the season or the game where we didn't do what we needed to do. And I just feel like I should have, you know, I felt like we could have gone deeper than we did, but we competed. I will say that. And, you know, these kids, I think, gave it, and I told them after the game, I didn't question that they laid it out on the line. We didn't always do the right things, but the effort was there. And I think these guys were disappointed.
Yeah, they certainly were. And, you did highlight that string of those three games, Memorial, Washington, Modern Day, where played toe-to-toe with those teams, and they're all very, very good teams, and once again, just couldn't quite push it over the top. Now, the Boonville game and the sectionals, very evenly matched teams as far as size and quickness and overall strategies. They added a player. So the first time we played them and lost by three, they added Cash Willis, which I would say, in my opinion, he's the number two player on their team. Didn't score a lot, but his defense and his court presence was terrific. And to add him, and then you all still went overtime with him this time. Still came up 3 points short, but I think aside from maybe getting a couple more games done in the sectional, because like you said, I think we compete with all those guys, those teams, toe-to-toe. You don't do it with mirrors. You know, sometimes you see basketball strategies that are trickery, and you might get lucky in a single game. You didn't do that. You just had your guys prepared to go out and compete, and they did that. And I think you can be really proud of them. If anything, on the stretch, some of them might have pressed too much and tried to do too much. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather have that than have you lay down, you know, have you not be able to get more effort out of them. And I don't know what else you could have done. I don't know if you had a secret play that you were wanting to utilize or not. But I thought they did a really good job. I did have a question, and I don't know, this would be delicate to answer on the air, but the one play from where we sit, you were behind your basket in the second half and in the corner up high. Meyer Robb went in, shot from the left side, the opposite where we were, put the ball. I thought he put it up off the glass and it got wadded away. And he was wanting to goaltend. I thought it should have been, but I couldn't see it from the angle we were. Did it hit the glass first or not?
You know what? I haven't watched it. I'm mad about this. Everywhere I've been, the last game of the year, when you know it's the last game of the year, I can't hardly stand to watch it a lot of times. Yeah. So I haven't seen the and when it happened, I thought it was quick. And I couldn't tell. Yeah, I didn't have a good angle of it either. But you know, it was certainly close. And but I didn't have an angle at it to either to really see for sure.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be one of those I'd like to play Boonville in a best of seven series like they do in the NBA. just think those were great games. Good clean competition. Didn't have to worry about any cheap shots or anything. At least I didn't think so. And there are some teams I wouldn't say the same about. But I thought those guys, they played very well. McCain is more than just a shooter, more than just a scorer. And you'd comment he wasn't shooting particularly well this season, but. Thankfully, Boonville helped him get out of that slump. He just came out of it magically the first time, and he shot fairly well last Tuesday. But his court presence, his rebounding, his defense—I thought he was pretty good all over the court.
He's a competitor, and I think that's the thing that Dean and young kids watch. This is a kid that. He wanted the ball. He knew what he was. I mean, he didn't try to do things there at the end and that he couldn't do. He was, you know, it was a difficult cover for us. And one of the things that he had started to do really a lot during the season is he's not afraid to give the ball up. He can really draw a lot of attention, but his decision making. But late in the game, he was going with it. And we fouled him one time in there. We shouldn't have. I don't think he was going in there kind of wild, and we bailed him out there a little bit, but he made some finishes there. And you know, he's a good player, and plays with a lot of determination, you know, which can really be the difference sometimes. Like, you know, when you've got and he's strong. I mean, he's physically strong. I think some of the thing with them too that you know, their depth, you know, they played, you know, 8-9 guys, and you know, we had 6, and that ain't that a little bit to us in the second half too, but he's you know, he's going to be a load for the years to come as well. And I don't know what, I didn't see the game against Heritage Hills, how he played in that game or how they played. I know they got beat, but he certainly had 2 good games against us.
Yeah, he did. And I tell you though, you know, the one thing that Boonville had, or that Mount Vernon had, Brady Schickel has played him toe for all 3 years, and you know, we know he can play down on the blocks and push and shove with his hips and keep his hands out of the way, but playing 84 feet, I didn't know he could do that. And last season he did that, and I told him after the game, I said that was the best game I've ever seen him play defensively, because he showed what he could do out on the floor. And still down low, when McCain went to drive on him and would hit that sternum, he stopped. I mean, he's a strong kid, but Brady's stronger and was able to keep him out. But that's not a kid that's going to take no for an answer, so to speak. He's just going to keep coming at you.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, and Brady really had a really good second half of the season for us. You know, he just competed. He, you know, really a situation that I didn't know going in that he was going to have those kind of matchups where, you know, he was going to have to guard on the perimeter because the kids, you know, that just physically were, you know, could go inside as well. And he really accepted that challenge well, you know, and became a smarter defender. You know, we talked to him. I don't know. He had a couple stretch here. I'm going to say it was modern day. Maybe more. He got in foul trouble and with some dumb fouls and had to sit. And, you know, it's a big difference for us when he's not available. And, you know, you're always cautious about playing somebody as aggressive as Brady, and he's guarding a lot of times the best player. You know, when he picks up a second foul or early third foul, you're leery about keeping him in there because what things that can happen, and you need him in there. So, but he got better at that, particularly the last 3-4 games.
Yeah, in the game against Boonville, I had him for 9 points, 11 rebounds. I don't know what you guys had, but I'm not far off, I know.
Yeah, yeah, he, you know, he played well. You know, hopefully he'll get some recognition out of this. We have a league meeting tonight, as a matter of fact, with that's one reason I couldn't do the show. We had the all-conference deal is tonight where decisions will be made on that. And, you know, hopefully Brady will get, because, you know, it's funny, we played in a couple of holiday tournaments where Brady got left out of the team. And, you know, we had other guys get in, and I really thought that he was worthy in both of the tournaments we played in to win all tournament, and he didn't get it. And I'm not sure. We can't vote for our own players in those things, so I'm not sure. Carmine, for sure, and even Richland County, he had a you know, he really had one game. Really, I think it was the last game, and none of us really had a great games. We got routed, but he had a terrific tournament up there as well. And particularly, I mean, he had a really good game against Hauser, who's maybe as good a team as we've played all year. Certainly a good team we've beaten all year. He's still playing. And, you know, but, you know, hopefully the league here will recognize him and our other guys. But, he just kept it.
Yeah, you'll see that this evening. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take our first break, and we'll come back after these messages. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's vehicle of the week is a 2021 Chevrolet Equinox all-wheel drive four-door LS edition. This clean blue SUV just has 87,000 miles on it. Features the four-cylinder 1.5-liter turbocharged engine. Gets an estimated 25 miles to the gallon in the city and 30 on the highway. And you can take it home for just $13,960. See the pictures online at actpreowned.com or swing by the lot at 312 College Avenue. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
Spring deals are blooming at Bud's Hardware in Mount Vernon. Get a 21-inch high-wheel lawnmower for just $298.99. A self-propelled lawnmower for $449.99. 4-cubic-foot wheelbarrows for $59.99 apiece. Bud's Hardware is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware on Main Street.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show right here on 106.7 WMVI. I'm Alan Buck, Coach Doug Nosek, and this is our wrap-up show for the season. We've talked a little bit about the sectional game. Coach, I want to ask you to cover some of the highlights from this season. I know you were unable to go do the Switzerland County games, and you beat Hauser there, which is a very good team, beat them by one on three free throws with less than half a second left that Nash put in. That had to be one of the highlights, but I don't know what else you have in mind.
Well, I think, you know, I think the Wrights game was certainly a highlight early on, and they didn't end up having the year that I think a lot of people had, but they were a talented team that and we were struggling at that time a little bit, and we really challenged the guys to come in, and we dominated the game, a team that's, you know, had a lot of physical talent. They had some young talent, but certainly they had just beaten Modern Day the night before, and that was certainly a big win to do that. And I'd say that the Switzerland County was for several reasons. You know, it was right after Christmas, and right before Christmas we played very, probably as poor games we played all year at Wood Memorial. And they're a good team. And we didn't play very smart. We just didn't play very well. And we didn't have Meyer, but, you know, we still should have competed better than we did. So, you know, we had a time there, you know, we were off and then came back and practiced and went up there and really didn't. I didn't know. I knew we really thought we might be playing Bishop Luers. I didn't know much about Hauser, and Hauser beat them. And we had a really good win against East. We played extremely well against East Central, who's a good team. And then, you know, the Hauser game was stuff. The entire game, we were down. The only time we led was when Nash hit the free throw, the last free throw. It was our only lead, but we really fought, and really down to, you know, him and my, everyone made plays in that game late that put us there. Now, you know, the finish wasn't good. You know, we got beat, but that experience up there, I thought really our guys, you know, competed very hard. We didn't have a lot of time to prepare, you know, for teams. We didn't know for sure who would be playing. And I thought the guys responded well to that. You know, it was a different format. You're in a hotel, you go over, you don't have time. You know, we didn't warm up a whole lot for games. It was, you know, everything was kind of different, but they handled that well. And then, you know, we come back and we have a 7-game win streak, which was a highlight. And certainly the Carmike tournament where, you know, the Fairfield game was a battle. I mean, it was a, you know, we really had, this was for a championship. Both teams we knew going into that game. That tournament's structured the way it is that you can lose a game and still, I guess, win, or I'm not sure how they do all that, but right. This was a time where you had two undefeated teams. So this was for the title. And, you know, once again, a game that, that was different. We had a lead. We kind of gave up a couple leads and then, you know, had to, you know, we made Meyer makes a great pass to Brady at the end. He makes a great finish. So we had it, you know, we had to make plays. Very similar, you know, the Forest Park game was a game that, you know, we thought, you know, they had a lot of guys out that game. And I did, to this day, credit their team. They're still playing, which I'm not surprised. Their kids are competitive. But that was a game that, you know, could have gone south on. We had a big lead, lost it, and fought back and had to make plays in overtime to win that game. And it was hard fought. So that was, you know, kind of a, yeah, I don't have a highlight, but the how we won the game was. And so, you know, in senior night is always, you know, you remember that because these kids, everybody contributed, and it was, you know, it was just great. As you always, as we talked about before, to go off the floor as a winner. And, you know, having guys getting recognized throughout the season, you know, during these tournaments by opposing teams that, you know, I think Nash was the MVP of the Carmike tournament. I don't know if that's ever happened at Mount Vernon. Maybe it has. But, you know, there were a lot of things that happened that was positive.
One thing, you know, you talk about the team, you know, having a lead, losing a lead. Those are opportunities for teams to kind of get down on themselves and quit, basically. Mm-hmm. This team didn't do that, and I'll go back to it was a game last year, but it's the same players. At Washington, the final time for these kids to play Gene Miller, as he retired after last season, mm-hmm. We're at Washington, we're up by 8 or 10, and lost it, went into overtime, and from the opening tip of overtime, they got the lead and extended the lead, and I don't remember the final score. It was 6 or 8, something like that. But that was a perfect opportunity because, you know, the Hatchet House gets a little noisy, and it would have been a perfect time for them just to tuck their tails and be done, and they didn't. And they came back, and they did the same thing this year a couple times. I wish they would have done it just a little bit quicker in that Forest Park game, because, you know, that was the night of the Peach Bowl, and I'm a Hoosier graduate, and I was real late getting home to see it, so I'm still holding that against you. But no, that was a great game to see. And going back to the Rice game, my younger son did that game with me, and he went to Rice, and that was a game where Boosie's defense was so good. I don't know if he got any steals, but he got inside this one guy's head. And off the air, Jameson looked at me and he said, "Boozy's living rent-free inside that guy's head." And I just thought that was the funniest thing, because he really was. You could see the look in the guy's face. And, you know, half the time he'd turn around and maybe try to avoid Boozy, and he'd turn around and there'd be Clowers, or there'd be hospital. It's like, pick your poison. And you guys, your defense was so good in that particular game. And, you know, we've talked about before, sometimes they get maybe a little too aggressive. We got some fouls where we shouldn't have been. There are times, you know, I'm sitting there and Boozy's guarding somebody in the same shirt from 40 feet from the basket. And I was saying, back off a little bit, give him a little space. But I thought your defense was what set the tone for an awful lot of games this year.
Yeah, we did have several that we did, where we came out and established ourselves, you know, particularly against some teams that we felt like we were bigger than, stronger than. We came out and established that right away, which is always important in those kind of games. But we had some games where we didn't. Late in the year, we started our field goal percentage defense. It had kind of slipped some. It's a long season, and not every game goes the way you kind of want it. And I'm always reminded of my old boss, Barry Collier. He used to always tell me the other team has to say what happens, because they want to win too. So these kids, I think going into every game, you know, we were prepared, and there was just some times we didn't execute, all of us, you know, coaches and players, the way we should have.
Mm-hmm. You had something else that's kind of rare in this area. You had a player this year that scored his 1,000th point, and Meyer Robb. And, you know, for all the baskets that Meyer Robb has scored, the one play that I remember so distinctly was it was last year, actually. It was at Terre Haute or someplace, and it was some teams we never see, and just a nip and tuck ball game. A couple minutes left, and we're up by a score. They got the ball, and Robb went and chased from behind. He went to double up on Nash's guy, and the guy turned around, and Robb caught him off guard. He ended up throwing such a bad pass. Somebody, I think, might have been Boozy, stole it. But after that game, I was so excited. I said, the first Mount Vernon shirt I saw, I said, that play that Meyer Robb made was the play of the game. That won the game, right? Turned out, by odd coincidence, it was his dad I was talking to, and I had no idea, never met the man. But of all the baskets he scored, it's still the defensive play. And I thought his defense came along a lot stronger this season, when, you know, maybe he is looked to score a lot, but he wasn't just a shooter. He was a complete player. He rebounded extremely well from the guard position, but his defense was pretty darn good too.
He got better. Yeah, we really challenged Meyer to use, you know, he's got good length and anticipation, and with all these guys, we really continually emphasize being in the right position. You know, there's one way to get steals. You know, you can run around and gamble, and sometimes that works. A lot of times it doesn't. But just really becoming better positional defenders, and Meyer got better at that as the season went on, and I think he took on some challenge. He really got better in the kind of the one-on-one challenges of stopping guys, you know, like all these guys, their off-ball defense could always be better. But, I think he gave a lot of effort throughout the season to get better at it.
Yeah, I thought he accepted a lot of those challenges. The other one, you know, you talk about having six players and fatigue and all. Nash Hostetter, in addition to playing some pretty stiff defense, he had to run the club. And if you've never played basketball, you don't understand how much that takes out of you mentally, which further drains you physically. And particularly the Memorial game, I don't remember the player's name, but their point guard that was guarding Nash, if Nash looked over at you to get a play, he better be careful because that kid was quick enough, he was going to steal it. And, I mean, just that pressure on Nash, how he accepted it. He's been doing it for 4 years, and he scored a lot too, and he also rebounded pretty well for not the tallest guy on the court, you know.
Yeah, he certainly had some games, Nash, where you know, high assist, ran the club well, and you're right, it's a hard thing. Guys don't, players all want the ball and they want the people to get in the ball and realize that, the guy that's in charge of that has got a lot of stuff he's got to do. And, it does wear on you after a while, particularly when we don't really have, we didn't really have a backup point guard, so to speak, to get right in there. You know, we had guys about a little bit by committee, but, we had a good season.
Yeah, it is. I've seen teams before. You take that main point guard out, and all of a sudden, it's like the car's running with square tires. And it's amazing that the team smooths out when he's on the court, and he's pretty terrific. And the other one, Reese Harshbarger. I thought, what more could you ask for a kid coming off the bench? He's intelligent. He's going to give you every bit of effort. He got most of his rebounds not from going up being taller than people, but from out-hustling him and chasing him down. Those berserk rebounds that don't go where they're supposed to, he's the one that chases them down. And I thought he particularly the last, last portion of the season, he just seemed to get even better and better. He just seemed to fall into his role even better.
Yeah, I mean, Reese, would come off the bench, obviously, our first guy, and it wasn't always for the same guy. So, he played a couple of different positions for us, and he did, he had some very good games where he defensive rebounded for us, and he always played hard. I think with Reese, you never questioned it that, he was going to compete. Him and Bryce, that was the thing that they had to bring every night for us was, those guys who would, go get a loose ball, go get a rebound, and have to guard. I mean, Tyson Bryce guarding some guys a lot more physical than they are.
Yeah. You know, talking about Bryce, this commitment to defense for Mount Vernon goes back to one of his older brothers, Tristan, who was well before your time, but he was one. He was a senior when Jackson was a sophomore, and looking ahead to that year, I thought Tristan's probably going to sit a lot. Jax will be starting, but over the summer, Tristan made up his mind. He came out, played defense, and the rest of the team had to rally to his level of defense, and that has come down as the players kind of overlap. Jackson then was another good defender. Brady and Nash came up and was playing with them, and then Bryce. So they all just got passed down from player to player to player, and Bryce certainly is one of the just a terrific defensive player. And last season, he had a finger that pretty bad break in it, and he would still be out there harassing people, keeping that hand out of the way. It's kind of tough to play defense with one hand, but he was a real trooper, a real stud.
Yeah, Bryce really was from day one when we came in. He didn't play a fall sport, so he was there every day. And I can't say enough of a kid that just bought in from day one on everything. And the effort he gave us. And when I say everything, I mean drills, in front of the drill, a hard, heavy drill, running the floor. He didn't have the offensive year I thought he may have, but, it's not that he was, bad, but he still, every day, Bryce, you never had to question what you were going to get. And he was a guy that also that played a lot of different roles and positions, had to guard different guys, and tried to get him involved more offensively than and probably should have more, but just a kid that, that all these younger kids could look to every day on the practice floor. I mean, there was never, when he stepped across there, he gave us everything he had.
Yeah, and he's not one to take things that aren't there. So sometimes you're talking about the offensive production, sometimes just the way the game presents itself, it didn't go his direction, and he's not going to force an issue. He'll take what comes and make the best of it, whether it's a, you know, hitting the big three-point shot when it's available or just what have you. But terrific contributor, and the one thing that I always enjoyed sitting up in the booth, sometimes you just look down there and see the look in his eye and think, if that kid dribbles two more times, it's our ball. Because, you know, you just see him just so focused, and that's a good thing. And that's something that he brings to the table. That's one of the things we talk about. You can teach them everything, but you can't provide their effort. And he brought the effort all the time, and that's a terrific thing. I'm so sorry. We've been a little long in this segment, but talking about the individual players was good. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and wrap things up. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community, specializing in commercial and industrial services. Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services. All services rendered with emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats Athletics is family-owned Russell's Excavating, located at 6800 Leonard Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Spring is calling and the open road is waiting. Whether you're chasing weekend getaways or planning your next big adventure, Expressway Jeep in Mount Vernon, Indiana has you covered. From new Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram vehicles to reliable pre-owned rides and expert service and maintenance, we'll make sure every mile of your spring road trip is smooth and worry-free. Stop by today or start your journey online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram. Your road trip starts here and the adventure never ends.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show, the final episode of the year, right here on 106.7 WMVI. I'm Alan Buck with Coach Doug Nosek. We've kind of recapped players and their contributions, the sectional, of course, a little disappointment there. You'd still like to be playing, but they're not. You've graduated six seniors. You're looking ahead. You've got some, is it June where you play some games against other teams?
June was the time when you can really, you can do anything you want practice wise, events, things like that. And that'll be a time where, you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, we probably didn't do as much this past summer as teams had the past, mainly because I was new. I wasn't going to go out there with, you know, I think the first time we went and played, I think we'd had four practices. And that won't be as, you know, I don't, we'll see how it goes. But that's the time when you can go. Now you've got time in the spring where it's like the limited time you have in the fall. It starts after spring break where you're really limited, and you got guys in spring sports. So I'm not sure how many of these kids are in spring sports. We'll see when that time comes. But so you're kind of back in the normal schedule that they have every year in Indiana.
Yeah, are they? Do you have a weight program for the basketball players specifically, or do just what they get from
them? They have a class. And Dustin Borey does a really good job for us in that area. So all these kids are in a weight class, and I'm not sure changes they make here in the off season in terms of that, but that will continue through the summer. And it's something that these guys did. And like I said, Dustin and Robbie Duncan on our staff, is that part of his job with school? He is in that PE area there with the weights, and so we're in good hands there. It's now that kids, this is where you've got to go in there and compete. Depending sometimes it's just to kind of ride it out, school's out, but this is the time in the off season where you're looking to bulk up some. But once again, now you got some kids that are in spring sports too, so I'm not sure how all that'll factor in terms of availability.
That always plays a role, and that's what's good about high school sports as far as I'm concerned. And my kids, they love football, but as soon as football was over, they looked forward to basketball. As soon as basketball was over, look forward to track, or one of them get back in the weight room full time. And they call it cross training now. Back in the old days, it was just whatever sport was in season you played. But your kids, the weight training that I don't think kids understand at this point, it's not just to get stronger, it's to help your entire circulatory system so that when you're out there running basketball up and down the court, not bench pressing, you're not curling, but it's your circulation gets your blood flowing better, gets you more oxygen in you, and that helps your lungs. So your esophagus is not coming up out of your throat when trying to throw up because coach is pushing you too hard. So they don't understand that, but that's what they're going to get out of it if you have a good program. And Robbie seems like a good one to be involved in that. With that, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would like to comment on about either the past season or looking ahead? Either way.
No, not really. It looks like to thank everybody. Alan, as we talked about before, the support in the community, the parents appreciate all their support that they had this year. And, everybody, being new and sure it was a change in a lot of ways. But I can't say enough. And also Leanne and Streeter, they supported us throughout the season. But, mainly just the fans, the people who came out, the games, particularly home games. And even, we had a good crowd at Boonville. We had some crowds, on the road at a lot of places. Just really, just behalf of the players and everybody, just thank them. Their support and being there during the season.
Yeah, it is a good community, and I did learn an awful lot about parents from the kids I coached, and you just get a sense of some really good quality upbringings to these kids, sure. And that's one of the things I talk about. These six seniors are an exceptional group, and that goes back to some pretty good parenting. So with that, I will get – I'm sorry, did you have something else to add?
Oh, you're good. That's good now.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to thank you for all of your time. You've always been very generous about your time and just sharing little tidbits and episodes about the players that the community at large doesn't learn just sitting there watching them on Friday nights or what have you. So this is helpful, enjoyable. I really appreciate it. And with that, I'll send it back to Dave in the studio. Say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler.
Keep up to date with the Mount Vernon Wildcats on 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.